Swift, Severe, and United. I'm Pam Puso. Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris describing the sanctions that will be imposed on Russia if it invades Ukraine.
We will target Russia's financial institutions and key industries.
The vice president, who spoke at a security conference in Munich, will also meet with Ukraine's president.
A pro-Russian separatist leader in the eastern Ukraine region of Donetsk has ordered up a full military mobilization. And officials in Donetsk and Luhansk have started a mass evacuation of women, children, and the elderly to neighboring Russia. But that evacuation's been labeled a false flag operation by the State Department, meaning an attempt by Russia and its backers to produce false evidence that would justify an invasion of Ukraine.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. Police in riot gear have been moving through Canada's capital.
We're in control of the situation on the ground and continue to push forward to clear our streets.
Interim Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell. Protesters speaking out against COVID-19 restrictions have gathered in several cities for weeks. More than 100 have been arrested. Another big city in the U.S. is relaxing virus restrictions. Boston is doing away with its vaccine mandate for certain indoor spaces.
Mayor Michelle Wu announced the three key metrics: positivity rate, ICU bed occupancy, and the 7-day average for hospitalizations all fell below the threshold to lift the vaccine card mandate. Jacqueline Callahan works at Game On Sports Bar. She said it was a burden to check for vaccine cards, especially on a crowded night.
Reporter Jason Law with Fox affiliate Boston 25 News. The city's mask mandate is still in place, at least for now. America's listening to Fox News.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Closing arguments are scheduled for Monday in the federal hate crimes trial of three white men convicted of killing a black jogger. 2 years ago, Greg and Travis McMichael chased Ahmaud Arbery in a pickup truck before Travis McMichael fatally shot him. A third man recorded the incident on his cell phone. Prosecutors in Georgia presented several witnesses who testified that the McMichaels often used racial slurs. The defense argued Arbery was killed not because of his race, but because the McMichaels thought he had committed a crime. A former white police officer who killed a black man in Minnesota has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. Kim Potter said she confused her handgun with her taser when she shot Dante Wright last April. The Wright family believes that sentence is too lenient.
They were so tied up into her feelings and what her, what's going on with her, that they forgot about my son being killed. A life was taken.
Before her sentence was imposed, Potter apologized, saying her heart is broken. Charges in Austin against more than a dozen police officers for their actions during racial justice riots.
19 police officers in Austin are now indicted by a grand jury in that city related to their actions during the 2020 riots in Austin, where they used non-lethal ammunition, though the specific charges are not being publicized. The city has already agreed to pay $10 million to people injured when police used force. The police union in Austin says no officer will ever be convicted, calling the indictments political. No charges have been filed against rioters who attacked police that day. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic is moving again on a highway in central Illinois. I-39 was shut down Thursday after a pileup in a blinding snowstorm involving about 100 vehicles. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.